make a man brave a blizzard, kill in cold blood? I'm sure I don't know. You'd be surprised.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Hateful Eight.
Well, it took 23 years, but I've finally seen a Quentin Tarantino movie I'm not really fond of. I applaud the director for using the 70mm format, and it was a joy to witness legendary composer Ennio Morricone receive an Academy Award for Best Original Score. Also, it was thrilling that Jennifer Jason Leigh finally got her first Oscar nomination here for Best Supporting Actress. But unfortunately, The Hateful Eight is Mr. Tarantino's weakest film. Like much of his film work, it goes on forever, but for once with very little payoff. It's also his least impressive screenplay, and despite a fantastic cast that includes Kurt Russell, Samuel L. Jackson, Tim Roth, and Michael Madsen, we've experienced all four of those men turn in better work for the director previously. And even for a filmmaker who is known for his bloodletting, The Hateful Eight contains some of his most vile and stomach-churning imagery yet. It crossed the line for me this time and worked against his Agatha Christie-like story of eight disparate characters trapped by a blizzard inside a stagecoach lodge in the late 19th century American West. In fact, if you're only a borderline Tarantino fan, you can skip this one completely and you won't be missing much. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and don't forget to check out Mark's great website, all of his long-form reviews at reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com, and Mark will be back next week. Did you know that America has more self-storage facilities than McDonald's locations? Just think about that. Now, you know McDonald's, they're ubiquitous. They're all over the place. Those golden arches, every, what, a few miles down the road, there it is. Go in and enjoy a nice piping hot Big Mac. Well, think about how many self-storage facilities there are. Now, this is a relatively new phenomenon in this country. If you grew up in the 70s and the 80s like I did, you didn't see all of these self-storage facilities. But we all have this stuff. There we have stuff for our stuff. And before this evolves into a George Carlin routine, it's true. We all have too much stuff. Think about it. We have these television shows now, Hoarders, where we feature people who are just abject slobs who cannot get rid of any of their stuff. I'm not just talking about clothes you wore back in the 90s. I'm talking about pizza boxes that you still have from the 1980s. But that's a whole other story for a different day. But it's quite amazing that it turns out the only thing Americans may love more than those Big Macs is hoarding. There are more self-storage facilities in America than there are McDonald's restaurants. This according to a recent report from the commercial real estate publication RE Journals. There were 48,500 self-storage facilities in America at the end of 2014, compared to a mere 14,350 McDonald's restaurants, which means we have more stuff to store than room in our stomachs for Big Macs. For the record, there were just 11,962 Starbucks back in 2014, making the number of self-storage spots larger than McDonald's and Starbucks locations combined. Wow. It's no surprise if you think about it. Americans are documented on television, as we just mentioned, for their hoarding tendencies, and sleek new self-storage startups are only making it easier to squirrel away our belongings. But what's astonishing is the sheer amount of space devoted to self-storage. There is an average of 21 feet of self-storage space available for every American household, this according to the Self-Storage Association. Wow. So for you right now, somewhere in this great, vast, 50 nifty United States, there is 21 feet of nothingness, of empty space on a cement floor, and a dimly lit warehouse where you can put your stuff. This is really amazing when you think about it. Do you rent a self-storage facility? I used to. I no longer do. It's got to be such an easy business to run. Think about the low overhead. What do you have? A very quickly constructed warehouse, just four giant sheet metal walls and a roof, limited lighting inside, a couple of concrete slab floors, and dividers and sheet metal and roll up and down doors, and you provide your own lock. And people put all kinds of stuff in there. Yeah, you could store collectibles, you can store your garbage. Some people I know store things from loved ones who have passed on, and they just don't have the willpower to be able to throw the stuff out. But it's amazing. And think of the money that this place is making, all of these places. My in-laws have one, and they spend, I think, about almost $200 a month for this. And I think theirs is, what, 10 feet by maybe 7 feet deep? So for what, 70 square feet, you're going to pay close to $200 a month? For nothing, for just space. Because you can't get rid of all your stuff. Maybe we're buying too much stuff. We live in one of the most over-commercialized, consumer-driven economies in the world. Yeah, you have one. But you know, that one's no good anymore. So go buy a new one and take the old one and stick it in storage and pay to keep it there. We keep buying and we keep storing and we look dopier every day. Stay with us. This is America Weekend and I'm Ed Kalenge. America
Weekend. Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Bob was old and sick, so one morning when he was cold to the touch, his family called their private mortuary to take him away. But 6 hours later, Bob woke up in a refrigerated morgue. He was pretty upset, and he sued the mortuary for professional negligence, reasoning that a mortuary business should be able to tell if their clients are, in fact, dead. How did this case turn out? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Negligence requires a breach of duty owed and damages resulting from that breach. Since there were none, the mortuary was not liable for assuming Bob was dead. And that's the final verdict.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Some time ago, we reported on a Mother Jones investigation that showed reports of climate change-related mass suicides of Arctic lemmings were, in fact, erroneous. But many species appear now in danger of extinction from global warming and rapid habitat loss. In fact, many Arctic species, from flowering plants to insects, even birds, are crippled by springtime arriving a full month earlier than just 10 years ago. An example, walruses used to haul out and rest on ice, yet walruses found so little ice last year that 40,000 of them went ashore on Russia's Arctic coast, where up to 4,000 died in walrus stampedes. While the image of that sounds kind of comedic, experts do worry that artificially land-based walruses will be stripping coastal waters of food ultimately.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.